Hello, this is your Polycast for Friday, August 25th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's not delaying a federal court nomination, and Minneapolis officials say they're focused on downtown violence. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says she intends to speak again with a state Supreme Court justice nominated to a key spot on the federal bench before a confirmation hearing. Conservatives have accused Klobuchar and fellow DFL Senator Al Franken of holding up the nomination of Justice David Strauss. President Trump picked Strauss in May for a federal court of appeals vacancy. Home state senators are typically consulted about such nominations. Klobuchar denies getting in the way of Strauss.
We were waiting to get his FBI report in. We got it in about a week later after I received it. I met with him, and now I had some follow-up questions, which he has answered, and I'm going to talk to him one more time, and that's where that is.
Klobuchar spoke yesterday at the NPR news booth at the state fair. Franken's office says he has yet to sign off on the Strauss nomination. The senators are also awaiting word on an appointment for U.S. attorney for Minnesota. Minnesota Republican Congressman Eric Paulson wrote in the Star Tribune today that the two senators should not block Strauss's nomination. Meanwhile, Paulson is gearing up for the next big debate in Washington. He says he sees an opportunity to boost the economy through changes to the federal tax code. Tim Pugmire has more.
Congress is set to begin tackling tax reform when it returns to work next month. Paulson said during an NPR News interview at the state fair that he believes a fairer and simplified tax code will result in more jobs and bigger paychecks. Paulson said House Republicans want fewer tax brackets and fewer deductions.
We're actually proceeding under a plan where 95% of Americans would essentially not have to itemize anymore. They still get charitable deduction, mortgage deduction, higher education, retirement savings, but clear out a lot of that clutter.
Paulson said tax code changes are also needed to keep U.S. corporations from moving headquarters overseas. He said those moves are increasing and must be addressed. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Governor Mark Dayton says Minnesota advocates of a push to legalize recreational marijuana won't be successful during the remainder of his term. Dayton ruled out the possibility yesterday during an interview at the state fair. The DFL governor says he won't allow it during the final year of his term. Dayton says there are too many problems stemming from drug abuse, and making marijuana more readily available goes in the wrong direction.
I mean, if somebody wants to get marijuana, go visit California or Colorado. Don't bring it back here, but I don't see it as improving the quality of life in those societies.
Those states are among the eight that have legalized marijuana for any use. Many others, including Minnesota, have medical marijuana programs. Bills to fully legalize marijuana through a ballot initiative have been introduced in the Minnesota legislature, but haven't gone anywhere. Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges says the city and its police force are focusing resources downtown in response to a series of non-fatal shootings. The most recent shooting of a bystander happened just days before a group of mayors from cities across the country have come to Minneapolis to talk about how to reduce violence. Brant Williams has more.
Mayor Betsy Hodges was surrounded by more than a dozen mayors as she answered a question about how the city is responding to the recent shooting of a 44-year-old man who was struck by a bullet police say was meant for someone else.
We are doing everything we can, pulling the levers we have and trying to find new levers to pull to reduce gun violence and to reduce violence in the city. And I think that's one of the reasons it's so useful to be here with Cities United.
That's an organization made up of mayors who are looking for solutions to violence in their cities. The group formed in 2011, and this year is holding its annual meeting in Minneapolis. The focus of the conference is to reduce violence among young African-American men and boys, as well as other young people of color. Many of the mayors and former mayors standing next to Hodges know what it's like to be in her position. Former Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter said the mayors here will likely receive troubling text messages, emails, or phone calls from their home cities because gun violence is a problem everywhere.
So it's not only about what's going on in Minneapolis, but it's about what's happening in all of these cities across the United States of America. In many of our cities, unfortunately, they are seeing upticks in crime. Big cities, medium-sized, and small.
Citywide, violent crime in Minneapolis has increased slightly. However, the number of people wounded by gunfire is down by 21% compared to the same time last year. Yet gunfire downtown is bucking that trend. The most recent available data show that 31 people have been wounded by guns in the first precinct, which includes downtown. At the same time last year, 18 people had been struck by bullets. Police Chief Madeira Arredondo, who also appeared in a panel discussion at the conference, said people will notice a very visible presence of officers this weekend.
And that ranges from anything from our bike response team officers to our mounted patrol officers to our footbeat officers. You're going to see a lot more visible uniform presence in downtown Minneapolis.
Minneapolis has benefited from being a member of Cities United, according to Hodges. She said the organization helped the city start what's called a hospital-based intervention system. Hodges said the system focuses resources on mostly young men who have been the victims of violent crime and are also part of some kind of group, perhaps a gang.
We have invested in a partnership at Hennepin County to have folks there who can help him in that moment, and it's usually a him, who can help him in that moment get resources, make different decisions, and help his group make different decisions moving forward so that the cycle of retaliatory violence doesn't continue.
The conference featured breakout sessions on other strategies cities have used to fight violence, as well as ways to reduce violent clashes between African Americans and police officers. Some of the mayors say they are looking forward to learning from their colleagues about new ways to address deeply entrenched problems, which can't be solved by simply hiring more police officers. The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, Greg Fisher, said his city has focused on a new way to keep young people from becoming career criminals.
In my city of Louisville, just one example, it's a program called Reimage, where we work with court-involved youth, give them a mentor, give them expectations, love, help them get their degree and a job. Our recidivism rate for that program is 2%.
The conference wraps up later this morning. Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
And that's your Polycast for this Friday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you again here next week.